This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, is the FM Visual Artist Studio Crawl, where you can visit studios of more than 40 artists around the community. I spoke to James Wolberg about the studio that he's part of.
The Robert Street Studio is a collective studio that five different artists take part in. They have dedicated space there. Actually, we have six people practicing there now. We've been around for over a decade in that same spot, and we have a lot of different types of media going on there. Everybody does their own thing, and we have everything from woodwork to painting, sculpture. There's a lot of pottery. And there's also cosplay props and stage equipment. And we also are going to be doing some metal casting demos and some torchwork glass demos.
Now, one thing I have to ask about, because it's a little unusual in terms of the studios that people visit, is cosplay.
Oh, cosplay. I believe it's... I may date myself here, but it's costuming for just fun. It's say if you want to wear a suit of armor and a sword to one of your cons or something like that, or people just dress up for Halloween. The individual Jonah Elsinger, who makes them, is actually a graduate of NDSU, the theater department. So he's used to making stages and things. But he's done everything from suits of armor to people for a specific sword that you might want with your costume or a rocket launcher. You never know. lots of fun things. And they're primarily made out of foam and plastic, but they're really cool, very convincing, fun stage props.
So the Robert Street Studio must be on Robert Street. Tell a little more about how people will get there.
Well, the best way to do it is just coming right off of Broadway around 6th Avenue that is right by the Cathedral and the Lutheran Church. You can just take a left to the west, and we're just down the block. You can also come straight up Robert Street. We're right at the end of the Robert Street area on 6th Avenue, so just over the railroad tracks.
So what's your art?
Well, primarily I was educated as a ceramic artist. However, I like to dabble in everything. So, and especially as my job entails developing new crafts, I've come to learn a little bit about glass blowing and metal casting. And so those are some of my new favorite ones. And I'm also learning how to do some knife finishing too. So I like to get my hands dirty with everything, but I was educated as a ceramist.
And is that an advantage of a studio that has several different artists, or set of studios with a set of artists all in the same place?
I think so. Some artists prefer to be solo in their practice, and just like the quiet and solace. What we like as a group environment is that everybody gets to learn from each other in a lot of different ways. You get a lot of different perspective, and different ideas can bounce around from person to person. And especially for me, I feel really grateful and honored to have been there since the 14 years we've been there. So I've met over 100 artists there that have all taught me something, and hopefully I've imparted something on them as well. And you also share resources.
Yeah. Do people ever collaborate on work, so that there might be a work that involves something that a woodworker does and something that a metal worker does, and they go together?
It's happened from time to time. Yep. You bet. I don't think anything currently is going on that's like that, but some processes take a couple different people to do at the same time too. So it's people helping with big projects and just throwing ideas at each other.
So come to the Robert Street Studio for the studio crawl. You'll see a bunch of different artists, depending on when you're there, who might be there at that time, and some coffee and cookies.
That's right.
The Robert Street Studio, one of more than 40 stops on the FM Visual Artist Studio Crawl list. You can get the whole list and a map and everything at fmva.org. I'm Bill Thomas at Prairie Public. This report supported in part by the Arts Partnership.